Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of iMac with your host, me, McCrory Matthew, and my co-host on the other line, Will, Willie Boy Remote. What's up, Will? How's it going, man?
Hey, what's up? I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm pumped up. I'm pumped up, man. All right, guys, you know the deal. You want to call in, share your opinions, feedback, or anything else that's on your mind, the phone number to call is 347-308-8626. Again, that's 347-308-8626. So as you guys can tell, I'm a pumped-up Yankees fan because my Yankees just signed one of the best pitchers in the MLB. You could probably make the case he's probably the best pitcher in MLB right now. I mean, him and Justin Verlander.
DeGrom.
Although I think he's better than DeGrom. I mean, sorry. Dude has better stuff.
Yes, now you say that because he's wearing pink for everyone.
he's top five. Not even top five. I'd say top three of the pitchers in MLB right now. You know, you could put DeGrom in there. You could put Verlander in there. Definitely top three, if not the best. But, yeah, Yankees were desperate, man. They lost to the Astros because – they didn't have an ace. They had some pretty good pitchers on their staff, but they didn't have that one guy that could put them over, on the pitching side. And now we have that guy in Gerrit Cole. I mean, this guy grew up a Yankees fan. I mean, it seems like everyone grows up a Yankees fan, right? These days.
Mm-hmm.
And then when there's big money, we find out these things. But he grew up a Yankees fan. And we originally drafted him, but he decided to go back to college. And then we had a chance to get him again a few years ago from what team was he on? Pittsburgh, right? But Cashman didn't want to spend the money. The Yankees didn't want to spend the money because, you know, they wanted this to stay under this luxury tax threshold, you know, that's been that they've been trying to avoid for the last several years. So the Yankees finally said, you know, fuck it. We need a guy to put us over the hump. So that desperation sunk in after they lost to the Astros again in the ALCS. And they said, hey, we're going to go pursue Gerrit and make him a Yankee, and we don't care how much it's going to cost. And it ended up costing the Yankees a lot of money. I mean, Yankees can't afford it. I certainly can't afford it. You can't afford it, Will, but the Yankees can. And they're paying this guy $324 million for, what, 9 years? Right? And he's going to be making about $30 to $35 million a year. And that, based on his 2009, you know, on the number of starts he made in 2019, he's going to be making about $9,200 per pitch, about $110,000 per strikeout, $169,000 per inning pitch, and a million per start. So that's some crazy money right there, man. That's some Arab money. Yeah, that's, man, but I think he's worth it. I mean, a guy like that, you have to throw you gotta throw the bank at him, man. You gotta pay him big bucks. I mean, hopefully he can live up to his contract. You know, even if we get half of the years of this contract, let's say he pitches great for 5 years and then 4 years he's just okay. I mean, I still call that a win as long as we get a championship or two. You know, you feel me, Will? But I think it's a great move. You know, yes, it's a lot of money, but a guy like that, you know, deserves it. And with all the money being thrown out these days, especially with Strasburg before and then Harper before that, I mean, you know, these baseball players, man, they're rich these days, you know. But a guy like this, you have to pay him big bucks. So I think it was the right move, and time will tell if he'll be able to perform in New York and, you know, get us over that hump to win that big one, that big championship that's been elusive to us for the last 10 years. So, but what's your thoughts, Will? What did you think when you first heard this?
To be honest with you, I thought he was going to sign with the Yankees the whole time. The Yankees, you know, really seem determined for the first time in, you know, like you said, several years.
Yeah.
To, you know, throw the money at him. You know, they zeroed in on him as the guy to go after. And
yep.
Strasburg would have been 1A if Cole would have somehow turned him down, even though he grew up a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
You know. So, you know, Yankees did, you know, they did the right thing. You know, they zeroed in on him as the guy to get a pure legit ace.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, they spend the money. The Yankees desperately needed a guy like that, you know, to, you know, not a guy like James Paxton, you know, a guy who has potential to be an ace.
Yeah.
You know, you need a legit ace that once you you go into the postseason, you know, he'll strike fear in the heart of the opponent. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a move that the Yankees had to do.
Yeah, I agree. And now, you know, it can make these other guys – you know, step up to the plate and, you know, motivate themselves to be just as good, you know. I mean, he definitely makes our pitching staff much better than it was last year, you know, and a team that won 103 games last year with all the injuries, I mean, just think how much better they'll be with Cole on it now, you know. Definitely, a championship, the team to beat right now in baseball, you know, on paper at least. But, yeah, man, it was a great signing, man. The Yankees have the money, spend it. I think any team, if you have the money, you spend it. I mean, what are you saving it up for? A rainy day? You know? The rainy day was Gerrit Cole, so they had to get him. So, yeah, man, great move by the Yankees, you know? But, yeah, man, just pumped up, man. I'm going to go get my Gerrit Cole jersey, you know? I don't know what his number is going to be. I hear that Luke Voit currently has his number, and he's offering up his number to Jared Cole. If I was Luke Voigt, I would ask Jared Cole to give me $20 million to give up my number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not? All that money, let me get a dollar. You know, something. You know, but it's great news for the Yankee fans. But moving on from that, from all my excitement, but MLB, they're removing marijuana from their drugs of abuse list. So now they're not going to drug test for marijuana, but they've added opioids and cocaine. So any players out there that do any prescription, well, opioids or cocaine, got to, you know, refrain themselves from doing those drugs. Marijuana is okay. So they can smoke weed in the off season. I mean, nowadays, marijuana is like, it's a popular recreational drug, you know. You have it being legalized in many states. You know, you have a lot of shops nowadays in you know, many big cities. You know, you even have trucks selling little candies, like in Manhattan. You know, the CBD CBD or CPD, whatever that, you know, that drug that comes from, that oil that comes from marijuana that they use to make these edibles. CBD, there you go. CBD, they have those candies and, you know, those weed trucks around my hand. So, yeah, marijuana is popular, you know, it's popular in the hip hop music community, you know. So MLB is taking notice of that, and they're, you know, they're saying, well, they're implying that marijuana is not serious as we once thought it is. You know, it's not as serious as these other drugs that can kill you. Cocaine, you know, opioids, heroin, you know, so they got to remove it from their drug list and add those other two drugs. So now these players can smoke all the weed they want. And I think these other professional organizations are going to follow. You're going to see NBA doing that now. Since NBA, it seems like they're always testing players for weed, and players are always getting caught. Because let's be honest, brothers love smoking weed. You know, they love smoking weed. The only thing that brothers love more than weed is white girls. So, don't you agree, Will?
They're like all girls,
you know. But yeah, man, it's, you're gonna see these other organizations follow after that, even the, maybe the NFL. So we'll see. But it's a big win for all these athletes who like smoking weed in their off time. But talking about weed and opioids and prescription drugs, a lot of rappers, you know, all rappers are into, you know, including, you know, drugs in their lyrics. And a lot of rappers smoke weed, of course. But a lot of them are into, like, Percocet, prescription drugs and stuff like that. We even had that song, that rap song a few years ago. What was it? Who sung it again? Mask Off. Who sung that again?
Who's again?
Was it
Future? I'm trying to.
Yeah, it was Future. It was Future, yeah. You know, rapping about Molly Percocet, you know, prescription, you know, pills and stuff. So rappers love including these things in their lyrics. And a lot of rappers are actually dying from prescription drugs and opioids. We just, this past week, a rapper I've never even heard of.
Lil Juice WRLD. I mean, Juice WRLD, I think his name.
Juice WRLD, yeah. I mean, I never even heard of the dude. My baby sister knew of him, you know, because she's on those Musical.ly apps. Or TikTok, whatever, those kid apps, you know, where they're dancing, and she listens to his music, but or she's heard of his music and knows of him, but I've never even heard of the dude. But he died this past week at an airport in Chicago, and supposedly he ingested a bunch of Percocet pills to hide from authorities. Which is, like, dumb, I mean, because, I mean, once you, if you're ingesting a number of pills, you should know that that's going to be poisonous, and you're automatically going to get sick or die. I mean, that's common sense. So I don't know what he was thinking. I mean, if that was me, like, I would have just, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I guess I would just have to fess up at that point, right? Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go through the screening and you have a bunch of pills in your backpack, I guess you could either find a garbage nearby and throw it away, or I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking, but rest in peace to him, my condolences to his family, but, you know, that was kind of a boneheaded thing to do, you know? Or you could have just said it was for medical reasons, you know? You don't have to, like, ingest the pills to avoid it to avoid authorities from going through it.
I don't know how many it was there, but it sounded like there was
a lot. Yeah.
I mean, there was enough to kill him, so it was a lot he was trying to swallow. I don't know.
Yeah, they said he suffered a seizure and then, you know, he ended up passing away. So, I don't know. But, you know, it looks like he may have been addicted to them, too.
Well, yeah. But, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, just stick with weed. Why do you guys have to go with other deadly drugs, you know? Jeez. It's crazy. But sticking with the rap. With the rap world, there's this beef going on right now between Nick Cannon and Eminem. And, well, this has been going on for the last decade almost. And when Eminem, who used to date Mariah Carey, you know, dissed Mariah in a rap song, and he also, you know, included Nick Cannon's name in it as well. And, you know, Mariah then dissed Eminem in one of her songs, then Eminem dissed her again in a rap verse, and then Nick Cannon came to her rescue and, you know, called out Eminem. Then Eminem dissed Nick Cannon. So they've been going back and forth for a while now. But then it cooled down after that, right? It's been almost a decade. Mm-hmm. But up recently, you know, people have been asking Nick Cannon about it, about their feud, and he says, you know, he would have kicked Eminem's ass. And I guess Eminem heard of, you know, Nick Cannon talking all this trash on these radio interviews. And then he dissed Nick Cannon in one of Fat Joe's songs within the last couple weeks. So Nick Cannon heard that, and Nick Cannon finally had enough. And Nick Cannon made a diss song called The Invitation, where he has all of his Wild N Out crew. Well, some of his Wild N Out crew in it, and he's rapping, and the other dudes are rapping, and they're going at Eminem. So I'm going to play it for you guys, and then we could dissect it and give our take on what we think on this Nick Cannon Eminem diss.
Number will be monitored and recorded.
Check this out, Eminem, whatever your name is, right? You know, I don't ever do no talking, but Nick and family, this is your invitation. To prove to everybody else what you're about. What it takes on. Eminem for this.
Punish everywhere, now it's money on the bed. I could say I love it, but it's hard to understand. I just want the real, baby, you can have my last. You know if you go out, baby, ain't no coming back.
Ain't no coming back, that's a fact, this the invitation. Told Joe to lean back, don't get hit with this retaliation. I fuck with crack, but the white boy, he fuck with crack. Pills and smack, shit,
he about to relapse.
Call Kim, somebody get Haley. And that other kid you raising, that ain't even your baby. Took a page out of Drake book, this might get a Grammy. We going back to back till you respond on the family. My baby mama killed you off a decade ago. You still crying about it, bitch, nah, who really the hoe? I called Joe to set you up and you fell for the job. Limo show for the video, cause he terrified of my squad. I heard your chauffeur got a video of you sucking the cop. You paid him off, then laid him off, now who really the op? Sure, call me the new Pac, ain't no killer, but don't push me. How the fuck y'all got me battling Elvis Pussley, nigga?
Punish everywhere, now it's money on the bed. I could say I love it, but it's hard to understand.
Yeah.
I just want the real, baby, you can
incredible
have
game.
You know if you go, baby, you know how to
this gotta be karma, cause he's shit out of luck. Eminem the perfect name, cause this nigga a nut. You used to beef with Nickelodeon, Nick. He
car hit and I come with the mop and get on my custodian shit like bada boom, dotted beam. Lima scene, got spaz, put Eminem in a bag, it's Halloween. This ain't an 8 mile battle, man, I'll do you awful. My competition in the target, I think it's Marshall.
Happiness everywhere, now it's money on a bed. I could say I love it, but it's hard to understand.
Facts.
I just want the real, baby, you can have
incredible.
My
incredible,
you know
I got it
guard, baby, you know coming back.
Come on, Nick, that's Marshall. You don't need help.
Nigga, you a rider.
No safety, fuck a seatbelt. What, is he out of his mind? I got a Glock, and don't Eminem belong on the side of a nine? That's crazy. Man, you act like Nick hurting your dreams. You an Eminem. How you mad at Starburst on the scene? Let me find out you still in that trailer park. This how we do. Run up and shoot the trailer. This the preview. Clips.
Money on yeah. The bed. Yeah. I could say yeah. I love it, but it's hard to understand. I just want the real, baby. You can have my last.
I am.
You
ain't really for the culture. Fuck his baby mama in a choker. Pick up like a chauffeur. And then I put a wall like a poster. Phone them, she'll get cracked like cocaine mixed with soda. When I take a soul if the bitch die, I'ma still eat her. I'm a vulture. Well, I'ma write your name in your mouth. You 47 chasing clout. Obsessed came out in 08 and you just putting something out. Cause Marshall think he an 8, but a white boy with a backpack. I do this shit for my real niggas, not the white boys trying to act black. On God.
Money on a bed. I could say I love it, but it's hard to understand. I just want the real, baby. You can have my last. You know if you go out, baby, you no coming back.
It's time to shit that old busted ass motherfucker. But you gotta realize, you run that shit out there, man. And at the end of the day, you got every person in the industry, and every person in the streets. See, where are you gonna go? He just a new Vanilla Ice. It's just a matter of time. He hanging, right? Eminem's a bitch for bringing bullshit up that's not true. Say some shit, and then when shit get a little hot, everybody want to fall back. Or they want to run around with all these police. You know, that ain't part. You're going to be a rapper. Anytime you're a rapper, you should have a whole bunch of police badges around you. Anytime you be a rapper, you're supposed to be able to meet up a motherfucker to handle your business. But all we got to do is keep that motherfucker in the ring with you, and you're going to beat the dog shit out of him. That motherfucker's up. Nick Cannon is a force in itself. And if you and Pac was having a conversation, y'all got the same energy of doing stuff for the people. You're not scared to do stuff for the people. So if this dude want a real target on his back, that's on him. But don't talk no shit and go in the hide. And you know what you call a man who ain't gonna stand up and fight? He's a bitch. We should tell the motherfuckers in Detroit he got 24 hours to respond. They need to kick his ass off that motherfucking city.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
All right, so there it goes. That invitation song. So, well, what did you think of it? Did you think it was whack? Did you think it was okay? You think it was one of the greatest diss songs you've ever heard? What did you think?
I mean, it was okay. I mean, I probably have to listen to it again so I could, like, really analyze it. But, yeah, I thought it was okay.
Yeah, me too. Go ahead, sorry.
I said I'm going to have to listen to it again for me to make my final judgment. But it was okay.
Yeah, I thought there was a little too much singing in the song, you know. If you're going to be dissing someone in a song, you know, don't have that much singing in it, please. But other than that, I mean, it was okay. I mean, I heard Nick Cannon's verse, which was all right. And then you had some of the other Wild N' Out guys on it, which was okay, but... It's an okay diss song. It's not some of the greatest. It's not up there with Biggie, Tupac, or Nas. You know, I'm not going to put it in that category. I'm not even going to put it in the category of Professor Watson's diss song, you know? Or my diss song against Professor Watson. It's not even up with that. So
I have to agree with that.
But it's all right. But he also had another diss song right after that. So he went back to back like Drake almost, you know, because Eminem still hasn't responded yet. But Nick has declared himself the winner of this rap battle, of this beef, because Eminem still hasn't responded yet. And Nick has really released two diss songs. without any response. So people are still waiting for Eminem to release something, you know, to retaliate. Because Eminem is one of my favorite rappers, you know. Dude's nice with it, you know. I mean, we haven't seen a white guy rap like that since Vanilla Ice. And Vanilla Ice wasn't even a great rapper. His imitation of MC Hammer, you know. Now, I'm not gonna say Vanilla Ice. Maybe Beastie Boys. Or maybe that guy, that the white guy who did that reggae song back in the day in the 90s.
Informer Snow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Man,
is it? Now, if you're gonna put him in there, you have to put Vanilla Ice. If he's gonna count.
Nah, he's better than Vanilla Ice. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying Vanilla Ice was popular too at that time too. That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, true.
I'm talking about popularity.
Snow, I think Snow was actually a real rapper.
He was rapping in reggae.
Yeah. But Vanilla Ice wasn't like Vanilla Ice was created in the laboratory. I mean, dude wasn't even like a guy from the hood.
Yeah.
Or had
what,
any.
What? So you mean when he said word to your mother? And talk about he has like a gun in his hand, and all that stuff.
Dancing.
Yo,
and
you got a problem? Yo, I solved it.
Yeah. He was an MC Hammer copycat, doing all those MC Hammer dancing moves, you know, those big pans. They wanted him to be like the white version of MC Hammer almost. But yeah, come on, he's not. He wasn't a real rapper. Snow was a real rapper. John Cena even was a real rapper. You know, World Life John Cena.
Then you gotta have to put Marky Mark in that list too.
I think Marky Mark was good.
Well, yeah, I thought so too. Good vibration.
Yeah. But Eminem, man, Eminem is on a whole another level by himself, man. He's legit. He's one of the greatest rappers of all time. You know, the numbers prove it too by number of albums he sold, number of days he spent on the charts. You know, hit songs. His lyrics are dope. So, if he does come out with this song to retaliate against Nick Cannon, it's not going to be nice. It's going to be vicious. So, yeah, so we'll wait and see. But I was watching 90 Day Fiancé before we were on the air because I missed last Sunday. I saw the first half, but I didn't see the second half. Because, it's, you know, 90 Day Fiancé, if you guys don't know, it's a show on TLC. Popular show. One of the most popular shows on TV. Where, you know, these people, they fall in love with people from other countries. And then they end up bringing them here on a 90-day visa. And then they have 90 days to get married to them. So, they, you know, TLC documents that. And you have some crazy stories, man. You have people falling in love with prostitutes, people falling in love with gold diggers, with people who have children or who can't speak English. It's a lot of drama with these shows. Mm-hmm. But I was watching, I just saw the second half before we got on air. So I'm all caught up with 90 Day Fiancé. But me and you had a debate, I think it was last week, on who the hottest chick on the show is. Now, by far, Annie is, you know, she's hot. Dominican chick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's with her brother. Sexy chick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Brazilian chick, Juliana, who's, like, tall, slender, pretty chick that you'd want a wife.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be the one I wife. Annie, nah. Annie would be more of a smash and dash, but Juliana would be like she's wifey material, man. I put a ring on that. I'd make Michael buy me a ring so I could give it to her. You know? That's how great she is. But you got her, and then there's another hot one who's with her brother, who has the brother with the Dennis Rodman hair.
Oh, yeah, the Ukrainian chick.
Yeah, yeah. What's her name again?
I don't know. I never got her name.
Is she Ukrainian?
I think so.
But yeah, but you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I got her name. Jasmine. No, no, she's from Finland. She's not Ukraine.
Oh, right.
Finland.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, Finland, yeah. So it's her, I mean, I'd say her, Annie, and Juliana are the three hottest chicks on that show.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
But out of all three, Will, who would you... show, the hottest game show ever, Do, Date, or Marry. So between Juliana, Annie, and who's the other chick again? The girl from Finland, Jasmine.
Jasmine, you said?
Yeah, between those chicks, if you had a chance to choose, who would you do, who would you date, and who would you marry? Let's go.
All right, let's do this. Let me try to think of my mind.
Based on what you've seen so far, you know, their behaviors and the way they act, how hot they are, you know, take that all into consideration here when you make your decision.
So you got to put everything in.
Yeah, everything in there, yeah. Because that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. But since you put it like that, then we're probably going to agree with each other then.
All right, well, go ahead. Let me hear what you got. You can think it for a few if you want.
All right. So marriage would be Viviana. Let's see. Let me think. I'd say, I guess, date Jasmine.
Okay.
Since she, you know, she seemed like a cool person, a loyal person.
Okay.
And then, you know, do Annie.
Okay. Wait. So you would date Jasmine?
You're dating
New Annie and then marry Giuliani, you said, right?
Well, I mean, I think in real life it would be Annie instead of, you know.
Well, yeah, see, see, you have to make the decision, like, if you were actually to meet these girls, you know?
Yeah, but you said I have to put all these factors in.
Well, yeah, that's what you would have to do in real life anyway, right?
Well, I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, I'll change my mind. Okay,
you do what you want. You do what you want, I mean.
Okay.
I mean, you make your own decision, you know?
All right, then fine. Then, I date Annie.
Okay. And then you said do...
Jasmine.
Okay. And then marry Juliana. So that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not the opposite. You want to date Jasmine. Because I know, I was just clarifying, because I thought I heard two dudes in there. I thought I heard do Jasmine and do Annie. That's what I was asking.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but you're sticking with that.
Yeah, I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
I didn't disagree, but that's cool.
All right, let's see. So, I think I would just do Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
Because from what I've seen, she's a little too blunt for me. So I can't see girls that are gonna be like candid like that, you know. And I don't know, she's like a little distant from the brother. I don't know why that is. They have like an awkward relationship. I don't know why it is, but her I would definitely clash with that type of personality. I mean, she's a hot chick, but I would clash with her. So I would just smash and dash that. Annie, definitely I would have to date her, but still some things that I don't like. I don't like her, you know, her diva ways of her wanting things. And then when she doesn't get them, you know, she like, this is you, or make these insulting comments. I don't like that. But, you know, she is, you know, she is hot. Don't get me wrong. But I would date her. I would date her, but she wouldn't be something that I would see myself dating for a long time. Marry? Definitely Juliana. Definitely. I mean, this chick has it all. She's young. She's pretty. Model-like body. The only thing is she's naive with money. But that's because of Michael's – that's Michael's fault, because Michael gave her his credit card. And what do you think? When you give your credit card, you think they're just going to buy something for a dollar? I mean, they got to end up buying something huge. So I would make sure that she's careful with, you know, her finances. That's the one thing. But, yeah, she looks like she could be great management too, a great mother. You know, and she's pretty cool and laid back. You see her with his kids. She's very chill, nice to talk to. I would definitely want to wife up that chick, man. No question. So we agree. We agree, Will.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I was thinking of something else the other day. You know, Star Wars, the
Rise of Skywalker, which is just out like on Friday.
Comes out this Friday.
Some people are seeing events on Tuesday, apparently.
Well, yeah, there's screenings available, pre-screens available, where you can go see it earlier. But I was thinking something. Star Wars, out of all, how many films has there been?
Are you talking about the episodes or everything altogether?
Everything altogether, what, 9?
Yeah, there's 9 plus the two movies, Solo and what's the other one?
Rogue One,
yeah.
Okay.
So there's what, 11?
Yeah. So out of all those 11 movies, I mean, we've seen some pretty hot chicks on there, right?
Right.
So I mean, there's Rose. Rose was hot. She was hot.
Nah, man. Yeah. They had to fix up her look. At least they fixed up her look in The Rise of Skywalker. Are you talking about Rey? You talking about Rey, or are you talking about Rose?
Wasn't Rose the chick with the brother?
You talking about the Asian chick or the?
Yeah, the Asian chick.
Oh, well, yeah, the one that, you know, sexually.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Who you thought I was talking about?
I was wondering if you mistake her with Rey.
No. I'm naming the chicks.
Okay.
The fine chick. You don't think Rose was good looking?
I think they messed up her look in that Last Jedi, but they improved her look in the I mean, when she's her regular self, she's a pretty girl. But in the movie, they kind of messed up her look in the movie.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you're talking about. She looked good to me, so I don't know. But you have Rose, you have Princess Leia, you have Rey, Padme. Who else? Who else are some other chicks, you know, that you can think of? Some other fine Star Wars.
Well, there was, what's her name? Val from Solo, who was only there for like a minute. And I don't mean a minute in a ghetto term, but I mean like, a minute in the whole entire movie. Remember Tandy Newton's character who was with Woody Harrelson?
I can't remember.
Exactly. My point exactly. They were hyping her up in the commercials, like she's going to be one of the main people in the movie, this and that.
Right.
And then before they even met Lando, she's like, you know, she she made an unexpected exit for, you know, obvious reasons. I won't spoil it for people who haven't seen the movie, even though the movie came out, like, what, 2 years ago or so? But
yeah.
Or last year. I don't even remember. I think it was last year. But I digress.
Oh, yeah, Queen, what was it, Queen Apollonia?
Queen Amadeus?
Apollonia?
I'm trying to clue who you're talking about.
That was, what's her face? Keisha Castle Hughes.
Who?
Apollonia? Queen Apollonia?
The only queen I know is Padme Amidala. That's it. I don't know Queen Apollo.
Let me see.
I don't know. Who are you talking about?
You don't know who
and
that
I,
is?
No,
she
I
was
do
the
not.
Elected ruler of the Naboo by the end of Clone Wars.
The second movie?
Yeah.
Attack of the Clones? Are you talking about the new queen after
it says she was the ruler of the Emperor's home planet of Naboo during the birth of the Galactic Empire. She was seen publicly mourning Senator Padme at her funeral.
Oh, so this is going to make like a brief cameo in the third movie then.
I guess so, yeah.
Unless she's still the new queen that in the second movie, because there was a queen in the second movie, but you didn't really see her face. You saw her wearing the face paint. Unless that must be the chick you're talking about. Because,
yeah, well, this chick has face paint on, yeah.
Yeah, how does she count? If you don't see her face without the paint, the face, how does she count? Should we add
well,
Thing
no,
in there
well,
too?
I'm just going through lists. I'm just I put in the hottest Star Wars female actress, and I see a list of female actresses that it gives me.
Oh, well,
and
I'm
I see she was one
that.
Of them.
I'm gonna have to review that.
But oh yeah, Felicity Jones as Jean Erso.
Right.
Do you remember her?
Yeah, she's the main character of Rogue One.
Yeah. She is okay.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's the point. She, you know, she rounded over the other girls, but I digress.
Right. Okay, so what about the main three? Leia.
Well, by the way, what about the list? What are the girls who made the list anyway?
Keira Knightley, the decoy queen.
Right.
Sabe.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Shmi Skywalker. Skywalker. Pernilla
yeah.
August.
Yeah, she wasn't bad. She was up there, but she wasn't bad.
Yeah, she was nice, right?
Yeah.
Let me see. Who else? Oh, Rose Byrne as Dorme?
Oh, yeah, from the second film.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That counts.
Dorme. Is it Dorme?
Yeah, even though she had like a brief cameo, but yeah, Rose Byrne's fine. She counts.
Oh yeah, I see. Yeah, she does look fine. Yeah. Let me see. Sofia Coppola as Sashay.
Oh yeah, she was in that movie too. Coppola. She was, if you remember, she was famously, or in some cases infamously, Andy Garcia's love interest in Godfather 3. You know, she was Corleone's Michael Corleone's daughter.
Okay.
Huh. And then she became a famous, you know, obviously she dabbled in acting, but she became a famous director.
Right, right. Aunt Beru, that old lady. Why are you putting her in this?
I'm guessing they're talking about her appearance in episode 2 and 3.
Oh,
not the A New Hope version.
Oh,
like
better.
105. Yeah, I mean, no offense. You know, if you're 105 and listening to the show, you know, no disrespect. You know, we love
yeah.
you, but, you know.
It better be talking about her.
You know what you have to do? You'd have to look at the actress's real name to see which
right.
is which.
Lieutenant Cadel Conix?
Who? What movie is she in?
Billy, she was in...
Oh, she's Princess Leia's real-life daughter. Billy Lord, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's back in
oh,
yeah,
she looked, yeah, I remember her. She looked good. Blondie.
Yeah, she's not bad. I mean,
I'm looking at, she look all right.
Well, I'm gonna have to see these photos for review.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she don't look bad. I mean, I never really had a good look at her. I mean, other than the roles.
Kind of looks like Kaylee Cuoco a little bit. Got that Kaylee Cuoco look going.
That's high praise right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much the list. But out of the top three that we know of, you know, Princess Leia,
mm-hmm.
Rey, and Padme.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those three top ones, who would you date? Who would you do? Who would you marry?
Let me think.
And I'm talking about the characters, not the actresses.
Well, yeah. Man. I'd probably marry Padme. Date her daughter, Leia. And what was the other option? Rey, right?
Rey.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, I do Rey. For all we know, they all could be related.
Well,
we don't know nothing about Rey.
We will soon find out, but I would... I think I would do Rey.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would. Yeah, I would date Leia and marry Padme. I think we agree again.
Mm-hmm.
I think we agree again. So we agreed on both.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, the world's hottest game show. Thank you for playing. Do they or marry? So we were talking about Star Wars. It's coming. The Rise of Skywalker is coming out this Friday. Are you gonna go see it this Friday, or you want to go see it the week after?
Whenever you're down, I want to see it. Whenever you're down, I'm down to see it.
Okay. Are you gonna read spoilers on it and previews? Because me, I'm not gonna read anything. I'm not gonna read any articles. I'm not gonna see any videos. I'm gonna go in there with an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make my opinion once I finish watching the movie.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I've heard some spoilers, but I haven't looked for any spoilers. I like you said, I want to see how it goes. And unlike Last Jedi, I was pumped, you know, going to Last Jedi, I was so pumped to seeing it. After seeing Last Jedi, I'm cautiously, you know, I guess optimistic, even though I'm hearing some varying, you know, reviews about the movie. So, you know, I'm just cautiously optimistic. I'm just hoping that they don't ruin it, you know.
So, yeah, I'm with you, man.
So, yeah, I definitely want to see it, you know, more so, you know, to see it. Hopefully they don't mess it up. They're more so like, oh, my God, I really got to see this movie.
Yeah.
Am I having that, you know, that feeling like I did before? But I definitely want to see it, you know, out of curiosity. I hope they don't mess it up. But like you said, I'm going to try to watch it with open mind.
Yeah, that's what
not
you got
to do. Not expecting much. Hopefully they can, you know, erase the mistakes of The Last Jedi, but we'll see
yep.
what happens.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how, I do know that it's going to be much better than the Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi, oh yeah.
I have a feeling it's going to be much better than that. The question is, how is Luke going to come back in this film? Because, you know, I've heard rumors also, but I don't know if they're going to be true or not. But, you know, it sounds like Luke is going to be coming back in some shape or form. But how does he come back in this next movie? So we'll have to see how that question is answered, you know?
Yeah.
I want to see Rey, you know, like, do we finally learn more about her? Is she part of the Skywalker family? Is she related to, what's his name again? Darth Vader wannabe.
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren, you know. Can we finally get that answered once and for all?
For real.
You know? So hopefully we get all those questions answered, but I'm looking forward to it, you know?
See, and that's what they messed up, because, you know, Kathleen Kennedy, who was in charge, she had the idea of having three different directors filming the movie. And
stupid.
You know, you can't first trilogy like this, you cannot risk the chance of three different people having three different ideas.
Yeah.
You know, so basically, you know, J.J. Abrams did the first one, Rian Johnson did the second one, even though Rian Johnson lied and said that he collaborated with J.J. before he made his own, but obviously he admitted that he started before The Force Awakens even finished.
Right.
And then afterwards, Colin Trevorrow was supposed to do the third one, but because of the stuff of The Last Jedi, you know, Colin Trevorrow wanted to make a movie that the fans would love to see, you know, showcasing the legendary characters, but because of the event that happened in The Last Jedi, it conflicted what he was going to do, so he stepped down. So then in emergency, J.J. Abrams came and, you know, did the third one. The problem is that, you know, you should have one person do all three movies, or make very well sure that Rian Johnson is a team player instead of just doing his own thing and you know, not really caring about the legacy that George Lucas and J.J. Abrams set before him, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why we're in this situation as the, you know, the Star Wars is in the state as it is, you know, with the exception of The Mandalorian pumping life into it.
Yeah, hopefully this one that's coming up redeems this whole franchise.
Yep.
Hopefully it does.
Let's hope so.
Hopefully Will isn't left crying like he did in The Last Jedi.
Oh,
after seeing The Last Jedi, because Will, you were in tears, man.
I was crying on the inside. I was sitting in the theater as the credits was rolling, and I'm like, what did I just, and my mom, I'm like, what did I just see? I didn't even know, because when you watch Star Wars movies, no matter how bleak and how horrible, you know, the endings of the movies are, you know,
yeah.
What happened in the movies, you know, you always leave with a little bit of hope so
yeah.
That, you know, you could want to see the next movie and be like, okay, you know, all right, this is what happened. Okay, the good guys are their boy kicked, but you know what? They're going to bounce back, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one was like, what the hell did I just see? I mean, is this a joke? Was this an SNL skit? Like, what was this? Like, honestly, didn't know what the heck to think. That was the weirdest feeling I ever saw watching a Star Wars film.
Yeah.
Hands
yeah.
down.
Well, we'll see. You know, we'll see how it is. Have you seen the Ghostbusters Afterlife trailer?
Oh, yeah. I really liked it. The only thing I would have loved to have seen was the original guys in the thing, but, you know, I guess they're saving that for another video or you know, maybe this. I'm assuming on another trailer they're going to show the guys, but, yeah, I really like it, you know.
This should have been the one we should have gotten in 2016 instead of that,
mm-hmm.
that you know, that I don't know what to call it. Did I see it? I think I saw some of it, but
yeah
that's what
should have
gotten
sure.
in 2016.
Exactly.
You know? And they pay homage to what's his face?
Harold Ramis.
Harold Ramis's character.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah, it's like Stranger Things and Ghostbusters. Which Ghostbusters,
yeah.
Stranger Things is a copycat of Ghostbusters anyway. And
A bit, yeah. Even have one of the kids from Stranger Things in this film.
Exactly.
So
the main
it looks
character.
Like it's going to be good.
Yeah, I really like it. I'm really hopeful for it.
Yeah. Lastly, you know, I love sweets. I'm a big sweet person. And I love ice cream. But you know, I was out the other night, and it was late night. I was in the store, and a friend of a friend made a comment about some ice cream that he saw in the freezer. It the Big Gay ice cream, right? They're a popular ice cream shop here in New York City. They may have other location. I'm not sure. I've had it without prejudice, you know, and it was mad good. Now, this dude, when we went into the deli late night, this friend of a friend, he saw this big gay ice cream container with the rainbow colors and like, oh, man, I'm not having that shit. You know,
yeah,
that shit's gay, man. So let me get this straight. So you think because if you have ice cream from something that says Big Gay ice cream, that's going to make you gay or make you look, I don't know, not masculine? You know, and he kept making some comments. Even I felt offended, and I'm not even gay, you know? But, like, you let your homophobia, like, interfere with you having some good ice cream, you know? I've been to Big Gay ice cream, and it's real good. They have different flavors. You know, it's the ice cream, it's soothing, you know, and delicious, you know. But I'm not homophobic and I'm not prejudiced. Like, I'm not going to have ice cream because, you know, it's by a gay company or a company that has that labels their ice cream Big Gay ice cream. I just thought that was a little bit naive, a little bit, I don't know. It was a little bit offensive, you know?
Yeah, I remember when the dude said that.
What does that have to do with anything? Like, you probably go to restaurants. You probably go to places where gay people are serving you or making your food. I mean, how is that any different from you eating that big gay ice cream, you know? Like, I don't get the logic behind that. I kind of find that kind of strange.
I'm guessing I haven't tasted the ice cream, but I'm guessing it tastes like sherbet.
No, it tastes like ice cream. I mean, it's with different flavors in it. You know, strawberry, chocolate, a vanilla. You could have it on a comb. Yeah, it's real good. It's sweeter than some of the other ice creams. And when I say sweeter, I'm not no offense to gay people. You know, I just mean sweet as in the flavor. But yes.
Yeah, I assume. You know? Yeah, I assume they got it. People got
yeah,
it.
But you know, yeah, it's real good ice cream, and like you shouldn't be prejudiced about that because it's made by a gay company, or a company that's promoting their ice cream as Big Gay ice cream. You know, so I just thought that was a little like sophomoric, a little immature, you know. But you know, some people will, you know, will be naive, whatever. That's just my take on it. It tastes real good, though. It's real good. Again, they have several locations. Oh, it looks like they also have a location in Philadelphia. So they have a lot of ice cream shops right now. But, yeah, if you're in New York City, definitely check out Big Gay Ice Cream Shop. See? I promote the gays, the gays on the show sometimes. The gays have to give me the credit, you know? Mm-hmm. Give me some of that ice cream. And only ice cream. I don't want nothing else.
They're going to be sponsors of the show.
Real quick, Fantasy Football Week 15. My pick at quarterback this week is Ryan Tannehill. At running back, I'm going Mike Sanders. At Miles Sanders, I should say. Tight end, I'm going with Austin Hooper. At wide receiver, I'm going with Kenny Galladay. At kicker, I'm going with Robbie Gould. And at defense, I'm going with the Patriots. All right, with that said, Will, you have any last words?
Yeah, you know, check out my show, Sports Urban Legend, at 11 o'clock. That's 2 minutes from now. and check out iMac every Saturday at 10. And oh yes, and also check out my YouTube channel, Sports Urban Legend TV.
All right.
YouTube. And check out iMac, of course.
All right, you heard it, man. So come back here, check out iMac. I will do a show on Friday, not Saturday. So I'll be back here on Friday. So for me and Will, we will see you then. Peace out.